Right, here we go. This is a lead into the half angle formula. We had the double angle formula the other day. Today we're talking about the other three formulas, which are the half angle formulas. So I'm going to blow through here. We already did all this. Oh, that's a little off center. Okay, so let's look at the half angle formula again, but looking at it in a slightly different version. I'm sorry. Oh, I don't need it that much, though. Thank you. There. I hate when that's crooked. Oh, I know. I like it. Nice. All right. Now, what I did was I did it on the board with a cosine version. I'm going to show you what happens, though, when I do it with the sine version. That looks good. Everyone can see that? Okay. So let's see what happens when I do it with the sine version. But this time, I'm not even going to put an angle in. I'm just going to actually keep the variables in there. That I know by a double angle, I could solve for a double angle if I know the angle that goes in. What if I know the other side? What if I know the double angle and don't know the value of the angle that goes in? By isolating the variable, that is the one I don't know. In this case, we isolated cos of 15. That's like isolating cos or sine of A. Divide by 2, square root both sides. This gives us what are called our three half angle formulas. There are three versions of them. Well, there are three half angle formulas, two versions of each. I'm going to show you both. I don't care which one you do. The first one is the sine. Sine is equal to plus or minus square root 1 minus cos of 2a over 2. The cosine is equal to plus or minus 1 plus the cosine of 2a over 2. And that's what we just did over here. We found the 1 plus cos 2a over 2. We were playing the other day, so they're playing some quarter game. It's like a football game.
No, it's Bloody Knuckles.
Oh, Bloody Knuckles. Yeah. Oh, got onto the taping. Good. All right. Sine, cosine, and tangent. Now the tangent formula can be what the tangent formula, both versions come from. Believe it or not, is taking the sine over the cosine, and then rationalizing. Doing like we did on that funny problem on the first page I assigned you of the proofs, the one that was root 1 plus cos over root 1 minus cos, where we multiply top and bottom by 1 minus cos, doing the same thing here. Notice, it's called half angle because you're finding the sine, cosine, or tangent of an angle that is half of what you're actually using in the formula. Double, you're finding sine, cosine, or tangent of whatever was double whatever you were actually putting in the formula. This is half. Some people also call, don't get confused by the fact that this is double this. You're actually solving for cosine. Now, you're going to choose, this is the only time you have to worry about picking plus or minus, and this can be a little bit difficult. Okay, this is where I kind of lose people. You notice how 15 degrees, we talked about this, is in quadrant 1. And so we said, you know what, that means that it would be the positive number, not the negative. You actually have to look at where A is. Remember, you're throwing 2A into the formula. But you have to look at where A ends up being to choose your plus or minus. Let's say, for instance, you're finding half of 225. Why half of 225? Well, half of 225 is 112.5, so you won't be able to do that by angle addition. 225 is a 45 reference, we know that. So I'd be putting 225 in here, but finding the sine and cosine of 112.5. Where's 112.5? Second quadrant. So if I'm finding the cosine, would I choose negative or positive? Choose negative. What if I was finding the sine? Sine would be what? Positive. Sine is positive in quadrant 2, cos is negative in quadrant 2. This is a hugely important point. It's not worth a lot of numerical points on a test, but it is a couple, and it does throw people off. You have to choose plus or minus based on where A is. That is, I'm finding the cosine of you know, half of 315, whatever quadrant that's in, I use that number. Now, there's another version of these formulas. Next year, your teachers may use versions where they say signs, where they don't have the square root signs and they square this side. That's all right. It's the same thing. This is a version, and I'm going to write it down, but I'm not going to necessarily insist that you write it. They put A over 2 here, like 30 over 2, and 30 is what's going in the formula because sine of 30 over 2 is 15. I'm not as big a fan of that formula, that version. They're all the same. They're just, instead of using, and let me go back a slide real quick to show you this. Instead of using, let's see, A2A, they use A over 2A. It is the same formula, just with a different representation of the relationship between the angle you're finding and the angle you're putting in. Some people like this because it is a half angle formula, half of A. I don't care which you use.
They both always work.
Mm-hmm. They're the same formula. In the other version, you were calling it 15 on the outside, so you're calling it 30 on the inside, because 15, two, if A is 15, 2A is 30. This one, if it's 15, A over 2 is 15, which means A has to be 30, so it's still working the same way. It's just a different notation. All right, three more formulas. Put them on index cards. Learn them. You really should have all the formulas committed to memory by Monday, by Tuesday, because Tuesday we actually may be already ready to review. The test I've told you is the Tuesday of the next week, because I will be gone. You'll have a substitute. Get in here on time to take this test.
Did we learn gaps already? Like how we're supposed to remember where it was signed and all of them? Like positive?
Yeah, we talked about that the first week.
Which one? I don't remember.
See, I don't do it that way. I don't like CAST because CAST only tells you about one of them. I like doing this because it tells you about all six. Sine, cosine, everything else.
Okay.
Or cosine, sine. Cosine, sine, so cosine, secant, sine, cosecant, tangent is both, cotangent is both. Tangent is both. I prefer that than CAST. But I guess it's, it's cosine, all, sine, tangent. I'll be honest, I'm not a big fan of that one, but that's me personally. All right, so let's talk about this one. Let's find the sine of 15 using the half angle formula. Is there a problem with that Tuesday?
No, I just don't know what day.
First? May 1st?
Okay.
It's on the calendar. Everything's on the calendar online. The calendar is planned through mid-May. The problem with that test is I am not here that Monday. So you're either going to have to desperately try to sneak in and see Mr. Jocko or see me before that Monday. Okay, and I won't even be able to answer emails from Sunday on. So, oh, happy birthday! What Tuesday is?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry to give you a test on your birthday. Sorry not to be here on your birthday. Yeah. All right, so let's look at sine of 15 now. So we're looking at the sine formula. The sine is 15. Now we're finding the sine of some angle that is half of what we're going to put into the formula. So the formula is plus or minus square root of, tell me what to write in the top of the fraction. The bottom we already know is 2. 1 minus cos of 30 over 2. Now, I'm going to give you a actually we'll talk about this. Let's work it through and then let's talk about what's the easiest way to do this problem. Anyone know the cosine of 30? Oh, yay! No awkward pause, an immediate reaction. Nice, yay. So that'll be plus or minus, and don't be thrown off by the fact that there is a square root in a square root. We'll deal with that. We actually are pretty flexible with respect to that. Not as flexible within the fraction. All right. Now we've got a fraction within a fraction, and we have something unrationalized. We have two problems. Colleen?
Could we multiply and set aside 2 over 2?
Perfect. If you, let me show you where a lot of people go wrong, and then we'll do that. We'll do what Colleen suggested. Some people will do this. And then they mess up. Because they look at this radical and they go like this. Because they see a radical times a radical, so they're like, oh, root 2 times root 3 is root 6. That's not right, because what you're doing here is you're multiplying a radical by a radical. The root, that it's really just the 2 times the 1, not the root 2 times the 1. It's very messy, and I see so many mistakes when people try to rationalize first. Now, let's look about alphabetically clear, then rationalize. Clear the fraction first, then rationalize there. And what Colleen suggested was, she said, if I multiply top and bottom inside by 2, this is actually really cool. It doesn't always happen like this. But if we extend the bar and multiply top and bottom by 2, what do you get in the top? Yeah, and I get a radical. And I'm okay with a radical being in a radical. There's really not much way to deal with it. And then what is in the bottom? 4. But that's still under the radical, right? And what's the square root of 4? 2. So you can actually clear and rationalize in one step. Now, it doesn't always work like that. But please trust me. Clear first, rationalize. I never have anyone get it wrong when they clear first, then rationalize. I have lots of people get it wrong when they choose to rationalize first, then clear. It's much easier this way. Fractions within a fraction, you want to get rid of them as quickly as possible. Now, I have to choose my plus minus. Why is it plus? 15 degrees, sine of 15, quadrant 1, plus. Good.
That's the answer.
If you do, now, what's the other way I could have done this? If you hadn't come to today's lecture, but had been in class last week, what's the other way you could have done this problem? You could have done sine of 45 minus 30. Now, the numbers would have looked totally different. You would have gotten root 6 plus root 2 over 4, I think, or no, you would have gotten root 6 minus root 2 over 4. It wouldn't have looked right, but I'll tell you, root 6 minus root 2 over 4 actually is the very same number as 2 plus minus root 3, square root of that all over 2. They're the same number. If you square both of them, you eventually get to the same place. If you pull out a calculator, figure out what that is, figure out what that is. They're the exact same number. It just doesn't look like it. But that's okay. That happens in math a lot. You'll have numbers that don't quite look the same, and they're actually the same number. 6 over 3 does not look like 2, but it is equal to 2. It looks different. We know how to simplify that. We've just never seen that simplified. Okay. But I'm not asking you to find what sine of 15 squared is. I'm actually asking you to find sine of 15. You could start with it squared and then square root at the end.
Yeah.
Same thing. Yeah, you still have to do it either way. Okay, let's try this one. You know, and I'll tell you, I love these kinds of problems. I just love them. I know. I think I should do first.
Perfect.
Yeah. And where is alpha? Quadrant 4. Thank you, Jeff. My missing side is 12. We are family. I won't do my Aretha Franklin for you today, but I do a mean Aretha Franklin.
Respect.
Yeah. But I'm a little shy. All right. Cos of alpha over 2. How do I find the cosine of alpha over 2? Now don't get thrown off by the fact that it's alpha over 2, because remember, this is a half angle formula. So it means I'm doing plus or minus the square root of recursive alpha, because this is half of what I'm putting into the formula, all over 2. This is half of what's going in here. What do I do next? Help. So I can put in 1 plus 12 thirteenths all over 2. Now you can collect, divide, and all that, but trust me, clear then rationalize works so quickly, it gets rid of those fractions immediately. So what would I multiply top and bottom by? 13 over 13. What would I then get? I get 25 in the top, 26 in the bottom. That's pretty cool, because what can I do to root 25 over 26? 5 over root 26, which is the same thing as 5 root 26 over 26. Look what I did. I cleared. Oh, and that's a nice easy problem. Then I rationalized. Oh, now I haven't chosen my plus minus. This is where it gets a little hard. I want everybody right now to think of an angle between 270 and 360. You may not think of 300. Pick something else. Be a little daring. Pick an even number, though. Write it down somewhere very tiny. Don't let anyone else see your number. We all may have the right angle that's actually 5, 12, 13, but we don't know. Now, bless you. Figure out half of that angle. Write that down. Don't let anyone look. And once you figure out half of that angle, figure out where it is. What quadrant? Okay, 2, 2, 2, 2. Everyone's getting 2? You're kidding. Oh, wow, why? Because if alpha is between 270 and 360, half of alpha, remember did we talk about doubling it and how the space gets bigger? If you're anything between 0 and 90 and you double that angle could be anywhere between 0 and 180. We have no idea. But anything that's here, half of it's only going to be here. It's going to be 45 degrees in space. Anything here, half of this is between 135 and 180. Remember when we did inequalities? First week of school seems so long ago. We hardly knew each other. Divide the whole thing by 2, perfectly legal, because you're dividing by a positive number, keeping the inequalities the way they're going. You get 135 to 180. Everyone got an angle between 135 and 180, right? And what quadrant is that in?
Dos.
Oh, listen to us. We are even being cross-disciplinary. We're in quadrant dos. Cosine in quadrant 2, positive or negative. Well, 90 to 180, but is it 135 to 180 right there? This is 90, this is 180. You got what? What did you pick as your original angle? You got it? Okay, yeah. Sometimes we just need to talk that through. Okay, so quadrant 2 cosine is? So we need to put a negative out there. Now you won't be taking this long to do these problems normally. What are we seeing that's new? Well, we're seeing a new formula, but it's still trig, which we're used to already. You guys are good at this. Algebra, 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 algebra. Oh. See, it's just the same thing you've been doing before, just seen in a different way. So the thing I'm spending my time on is the idea of talking about clearing then rationalizing, and secondly, choosing whether it's positive or negative. Is it always just going to flip like that? Well, you know what? Okay, anything in quadrant 4 is going to end up in quadrant 2. Let's think about quadrant 3. Everyone pick an angle between 170 and or 180 and 270. You may not pick 100. Or no, you may not pick 200, I'm sorry. And you can't pick 180 and 270. It's got to be between. Even's better because you're going to divide it by 2. Divide it by 2. Where are you ending up? Quadrant what? What was your angle that you picked? Between 180 and 270. Quadrant 3 is 180 to 270, right? So pick something between 180 and 270. You can't pick 200. Anything half of 180 to 270, you notice how it's now ending up, half of that is ending up between 90 and 135? See, so this is half of quadrant 4 ends up in quadrant 2. Half of quadrant 3 ends up in quadrant 2. How about anything in quadrant 2? Anything between 90 and 180, where's that going to end up?
Quadrant 1,
that's going to actually end up, anything in quadrant 2 is going to, half of that's going to be ending up in quadrant 1, and anything in quadrant 1, half of that is still going to end up in quadrant 1. So it's really neat. The only thing you have to worry about is cosine being negative in quadrant 2. If you're ever finding the sine of a half angle, that's anywhere 1, 2, 3, or 4, that's going to just end up in quadrant 2. Now, you could do something sneaky and make it go around once and then be in quadrant 5, technically 1 again. So half of anything that's between, you know, then you have to really think about it. But logically, it shouldn't be so bad. Let's find this one, the cos of 157 and a half degrees. Let me ask you a question. Do you think you're going to use double angle, half angle, or angle addition to find 157 and a half degrees? Well, okay. So double angle says this is actually double what I'm going to put into the formula.
Half,
right. Half angle. And cosine of 157 degrees, what quadrant are you in? 2, so what are you going to choose? Cosine.
Negative.
You're going to choose cosine's negative in quadrant 2. Does anyone know what 157 and a half is a half of? What? 315. 157 doubled. Carry the 1 is 314. 1 half doubled is 1, 315. So I'm putting in the cosine of 315. Now, and I'm going to put the negative right there at the beginning, because we've already talked about why it's negative. Now I got to figure out what the cos of 315 is. Isn't it? 315 is in what quadrant?
4.
So is it positive or negative?
Positive.
Cosine's positive in quadrant. Oh, this is so uncomfortable. It is 1 plus root 2 over 2 over 2. How would you know what?
Memorizing
charts. No, not memorizing charts. It's a 45 reference. Remember? Yeah. So 315 is 45 away from 360. X root 2. Cosine is positive. Root 2 over 2. Then when I rationalize, hang that little bar over. Give yourself a 2 over 2 inside. 2 plus root 2 all over 4. Which is negative 2 plus root 2 all over 2. Oh. Now, proofs, you've already started some of them. I don't have time to go into them. But remember, cotangent is cosine over sine. You could flip the tangent formula. These tend not to be real hard. We don't do many proofs in this section, believe it or not, because they're not that hard. For tomorrow, for Tuesday, next assignment, please. Thank you.